Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. A couple of housekeeping tips I want to point out. Remember, folks, go to officedepot.com and you've still got a chance. There's a couple more days left on the contest where you can get your logo on a NASCAR. On that 99 car that Office Depot sponsors. So check that out, officedepot.com. That's the only one that I remember right now. I know you can get there from there. Or go to my website. There's a link to it from my website, jbsba.com. There's a banner there for that contest. That's a pretty cool contest. And I'd love for somebody listening to this show to be able to be the person who gets their company logo on a NASCAR. And a whole bunch of other cool things that you're going to get to do. So check that out. Also, one other little bit of housekeeping. Yesterday, I mentioned a website for business matchmaking, and some people have written in and asked me. They said they were driving. They couldn't write it down. So I'm going to say that this hour, and I'll say it again next hour. It's businessmatchmaking.com. If you go to businessmatchmaking.com, that's where you can find out more about how to attend the live functions and the virtual functions where the SBA is putting small businesses and government entities and contractors together so small businesses can have a direct connection to decision makers with the various government agencies and their contractors. Big contractors, small contractors. The next one, we just had one in Nashville. The next one's in Washington, D.C. But that's businessmatchmaking.com. Even if you're driving, you ought to be able to remember that. Mark Mayberry is our guest. I'm glad to have him back with us. Mark is an international speaker. He's an author. He helps people all over the world put their best foot forward. He's the author, along with John Scriven, of a book I'm holding in my hand, one of my favorites, Building the Dream Workforce. Mark Mayberry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great speaking with you.
It's good to have you back, and sorry to take so long to get to you. Just had a little bit of housekeeping there.
That's fine. That NASCAR thing, it sounds very exciting.
Well, you ought to go sign up for it. You qualify. You're a small business owner.
Absolutely.
I'd love to see that the Shazam logo on the side of that 99 car.
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
That would actually sound pretty good on that car. They might.
It really would.
If he won, and by the way, they're going to do that at Darlington. If he won, they might just leave it on there, Mark.
Well, they should. I'm sure they would because it has to bring them good luck.
Absolutely. No question about it. Mark, one of the things that you do a great job for us and have done now for all these years, you've been a member of our Brain Trust, is helping us work with people around us to make sure that they get the most out of us and we get the most out of them. What are you thinking about today?
Well, Jim, I think you're a great example of it because you have a network of business associates and friends that stretches beyond anybody's imagination. And it's a matter of working together with each other to help where you can. You help me by giving me exposure to your listening audience. And myself and the other people that you have on your show help you in the fact that you've got guests that are there to hand out the information to your listeners.
Couldn't do without you. And it's you know, the word, the probably the most powerful word I've learned, Mark, since you've helped me learn this, since I started doing this show, we're now in our eighth year, is the word community.
Yes.
It's a powerful, powerful word, isn't it?
I think a lot of people misunderstand the community aspect because they're always, well, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? Rather than seeing it, it has to be a two-way relationship.
Right.
I've got so many friends that have helped me over the years. Years ago, back in 2000, I had an opportunity to do a major contract with Atlantic Southeast Airlines, which Delta had just purchased. And I couldn't have done it if I couldn't pick up the phone and call my friend Russell White up in South Carolina and say, hey, Russell, I need some help with this. It's just too much for me. It was 210 training dates in 10 months, and there's no way one person could do all that.
That's right. But you developed a strategic alliance with him, didn't you?
Absolutely. We've been friends, golfing buddies, more than anything up until then, and,
right.
and certainly talked about business. But I knew what Russell could do, and by me being able to reach out and find him, I was able to get the contracts, which helped both of us.
Well, as you may know, Mark, back in 99, I started talking about the three things that I thought small business owners were going to have to get really good at to be successful in the 21st century. One of them was technology. The other was networking, and the third one was building strategic alliances, and that's what that's what you're talking about.
Strategic alliances, especially. I have really started opening my eyes to that. I'm doing a big. Is that music?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell you what, hold on to that thought, Mark. We're going to come back. This is really powerful stuff, folks. This could be the key to the difference between you making it in business and having outrageous success. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Mark Mayberry. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Mark Mayberry. And he's the author of Building the Dream Workforce, along with his co-author John Scriven. And Mark's one of the best members of our Brain Trust. And Mark, give us your website, please.
www.markmayberry.com. That's MarkMayBerry.
Just like Opie and Andy, right?
That's right. Just remember that Shazam.
Mark, we were talking about strategic alliances.
Talking about a friend that I've made an alliance with, a strategic alliance. His name is Marty Grunder, and I met Marty at a conference where we were both speaking back a couple of years ago up in Baltimore. And I really liked what I heard Marty say, and it was in the nursery and landscape industry where I do a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And Marty is a landscaper in Dayton, Ohio. So we've just kind of become friends and helped each other out with this and with that. And I found out just this past January that he and I were going to be on the same program again in Chicago for another green industry conference. So I was doing the morning session, and Marty was doing the afternoon. And what I asked Marty to do was to come in and do the last 30 minutes with me, where we did 30 ideas in 30 minutes. So
wow.
It gave the audience a lot better bang for their buck.
Wow.
It gave us an opportunity to really make the meeting planner look even better, our client.
I'm sorry I missed that. I'd like to see that.
Well, I'm telling you.
I wouldn't, you know, never mind the content. I'd just like to watch that show.
We had a bunch of fun. And Marty and I are doing our own customer service symposium probably here in Atlanta this fall. And it's
right.
It's amazing when you just open your eyes to the opportunities and break out of your mold of what you're doing now. My philosophy was to get on stage and give as many speeches as I could for the first 12 years I was in this business. But
right.
There's so much more out there, and Marty and I are going to do a lot of things together, along with several other friends. I'm going to Minneapolis on Monday, and on Wednesday next week I'm going into Roxanne Emmerich's office, who is a tremendous speaker up in Minneapolis, and she's offered me her videotaping facilities for the day. So,
huh. Well,
it's,
you know,
amazing.
Well, Mark, here's one thing I want to ask you. In order to be a good strategic alliance candidate, to be a good practitioner of that, what are some of the things that you have to do? What kind of conversations do you need to have with yourself to be able to be successful at that? One of the things that would seem to me, some people would have to say, okay, ego, back off just a little bit. We're going to let somebody else play for a while.
Jim, I think that you can answer that question a whole lot better than me. You have so many people that you're in contact with. I was listening to the end of the interview. I wish I didn't know Nancy was on this morning, because she's one of my favorite people on
Innovation. She's great, isn't she? Yeah.
Unbelievable. What do you say to people that they need to do to you? You're the expert at building these strategic relationships.
Well, I just a couple of things. I say to my ego, I say, okay, ego, back off. We're going to let somebody else play a little bit. And if you can ever do that one time, and if you're good, if you can find the, you know, if you make sure you've got the right people, obviously, be judicious with the people that you ask to be part of your world. And if you've got good people and you back your ego off a little bit and let them play with you, what happens is you start seeing how not only how much power there is in that combination, but also how much fun it is.
That's
you know,
for sure.
Life is a lot more fun when I'm with other people than when I'm all by myself. You know, I mean, you see, you and your ego learns that you don't know everything. There are people, other people, who know some things that can contribute.
Isn't that the truth? I think one of the real secrets to this, Jim, is your ego has to back off. But for a lot of people, especially in my field as a professional speaker, when our ego has to back off, then we have to learn also that listening is such a key thing.
Yep.
In order for me to really care about the person I'm talking to really be able to figure out what this person's all about, I need to just shut up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You do a great job of that on your show. You ask the questions and you let the guest talk, and by just sitting there and trying to let our egos not get out of the way by being so ego-driven, all we want to do is talk, and say how great we are. We have to listen to what the other person has to say.
Well, it is fun to manage. You know, all the members of my brain trust are motivated people, high energy people, who have earned the right to think a lot of themselves, and so it is fun to manage their ego and my ego, but it's fun, and I think the product, the result of what we of our getting together, I think is a good product. And in your business, whatever business you're in, folks, if you can find a way to create strategic alliances, to come together and make the combination of the two of you greater than anything you could do by yourself, I think, Mark, that's where outrageous success is found.
Absolutely.
And a lot more fun.
In my new talk on word of mouth marketing that you and I have discussed, it's called Nudging.
Right.
One of the things I talk about is to build alliances with other businesses. And one of the examples is a landscaper that was in one of my audiences not long ago showed me a business card. And when he goes in and does a complete landscaping job, he gives them a little card, the customer, afterwards saying, I noticed that in all the work, as careful as we were, we got your car a little dirty. So here's a coupon for a free car wash at one of his friend's car washes in town.
What a great thing to do.
So you got to look around and where can you help each other? And you have to be willing to say, what can I do to help this person before you even start thinking about what can they do to help me?
I'm glad you said that, because that's something we're going to go to a break here in a second. And when we come back, folks, I want to pick up on exactly what Mark said. What can I do to help you? We're going to talk about that right after these messages. And here's somebody to sing us out, Mr. James Taylor. He's going to talk to us about being a friend. And that's what this is all about. What Mark and I are talking about is Tintel. Stay with us.
Oh, nothing is going right. Close your...
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mark Mayberry is our guest. I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to go to my website at jbsba.com when you get a chance and listen to some of the past interviews that Mark and I have done in the archives. If you go to my website and click on the Brain Trust, find the alphabetical listing in the Brain Trust and go down to Mark's name and then click on that. That'll take you to his position in our Brain Trust, and then you can go to his archives. You can go to his website. You can link to his website from there. You can link to his email. Lots of stuff you can do there besides all that. And also some articles that Mark has written. Those are there. So check that out when you get a chance. A whole body of work that Mark and I have done together as we have conducted our strategic alliance over the last several years, Mark. And I want to thank you for what you've contributed to what we've done.
And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show as often as I have, Jim.
Mark, one of the things that and you're welcome, by the way, one of the things that I like to do, and I've been doing this now for several years, and it's interesting the reaction that I get from people. Whenever there's somebody that I'd really would like to have as part of my community, especially if I do that, I ask them this question. I say, what can I do to help you? And it's very interesting to see the reaction to people. When I mean, sometimes they don't know what to say. Sometimes they say, "Well, wow, thanks, Jim. I don't know right now." But a lot of times they say, "Well, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that." And they've got something for me to do.
Absolutely. Everybody's got a different response. And I think, especially with me, when you would ask me that question, I would be a little not put back, but a little bit confused because so few people ever ask you that.
Well, I think that's the reason that you get that comment. I mean, yes. You get that kind of reaction. People aren't used to somebody asking that question.
No, I don't know
especially,
how to answer that.
Especially if they think the dummy on the other end actually means it.
For sure. And you're no dummy.
But I got to ask
you one thing.
Okay.
Was that Dion? We just heard Dion.
That was Dion of the Belmonts. Absolutely.
You know, I saw him over in Atlanta several years ago, and one of the greatest things, there's a guy named Graham Parker that I love.
Yeah.
And he had Graham Parker and Dion and a guy named Dave Edmonds, and they took turns doing the different parts in Martin Luther. Let's see, what is it? Martin, Abraham, and John.
Oh, Abraham, Martin, and John.
Abraham, yeah. Martin, and John, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
That brought back some memories.
See, you just don't get this kind of nuance this kind of conversation anywhere else, folks.
No, that's for sure.
But Mark, the thing that I think if you can say to somebody, "What can I do to help you?"
and mean it.
Go ahead.
That's what sets you apart, Jim. When you say it, you mean it. It's not
like
when you see somebody on the street and you say, "Hi, how you doing?" and you don't even wait for the answer. You want to know.
But that's how you build community, isn't it?
It is, no question.
And community, I said earlier that I really didn't do a good job of defining it. I said community is a powerful word, but community is a powerful way of life. And one of the things I like to do is imagine my communities. And you know, Mark, we have lots of different kinds of communities. We have, in our lives, we have a number of different communities, don't we?
We absolutely do. It goes beyond business.
Well, you have your business community, but I bet you have two or three communities in your business, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got my biggest community is my association, which I would hope that everybody listening today is a member of their trade association, their professional association.
Right.
The National Speakers Association is where I have formed so many bonds and friendships. In fact, I think it was my friend right here in town that we were talking about a little earlier today, Mike Stewart.
Right.
That initially told you about me.
And absolutely.
It's been an incredible network. I have an incredible network of business clients that have just gone out of their way to help me. I've got one young lady that works for a guy that's hired me four or five times, and she's the one that keeps putting the pickle in his ear to say, "Hey, let's bring Mark back again." I just got an email from him last night. So.
And see, the thing is they're thinking about you, you're thinking about them. It's a community of people thinking about each other and looking for an opportunity to build something together, to do something together. That's what a community is all about, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. And the other side that you have to look at this in any situation are the people that you're talking to the kind of person that you can work with.
Right.
Because there's some people that are very successful, they're great people, but we just don't jive.
Well, that's right. And a lot of times you don't find a lot of community around those folks. Mark, we got to wrap it up because we've run out of time. A talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. Give us your website one more time.
www.markmayberry.com.
Thanks, Mark. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.